Well, look, I think that if you look at President Chamisa, you look at the numbers he got in the election, you look at the recent nominations by the MDC members and structures, you are very clear that any judgment that seems to contradict reality, in fact, runs the risk of being illegitimate itself. It delegitimizes itself. President Chamisa is legitimate beyond any question, beyond any doubt. The courts must not be in this business of being political. You know, this judgment certainly is one of those things you'd ask yourself whether it is a fact or not. You know, you remember the courts say that certain things aren't facts, and this is one of those in terms of what's on the ground. And there's no basis for it.
So looking at the judgment being there, Dr. Spanda, we know that maybe you have to stick to it. So what are you going to do next?
Look, I can tell you one thing that I am sure of. Just as I am sure that the sun will rise tomorrow, I am sure that there is no planet, there is no alternative universe, or if you could time travel, there is no destination either in the future or in the past that you will get to, and you find out that Mnangagwa was able to avoid facing the presidency of President Nelson Chamisa using the courts. There is no point at which you will find President Chamisa not being people's president. It doesn't matter what shenanigans you engage in. That I am sure of. That I am certain of. And I can assure you, I can assure the people of Zimbabwe that their candidate of choice for president, that the president they elected last year remains the same person and remains steadfast in his commitment to justice and the future of our country, and that nothing will derail him.
So are you saying that you are going to defy this kind of ruling?
There is no need to defy. In a democracy, presidents are elected by people, and President Chamisa is elected by people and has just got re-elected to a five-year term. As a result of that, I don't think that there is any method or any process that can derail the wishes of the people.
So now,
It is not possible to derail that.
Now, looking at the judgment, it focuses on the appointment of Mr. Chamisa and Mr. Mutsuri by Mr. Moken Tsvangirai. So is this not, an old kind of judgment in terms of looking at the past?
Well, it's old, but it also contradicts another judgment made in made a few years ago, which said that the appointment of as vice president of President Chamisa and Vice President Mutsuri was legal and was lawful. So, to the extent that it does that, it is shocking. But to the extent that it is suggests the capture of the bench by the ruling party, it is not shocking. It is expected. Look, just a few days ago, Mr. Mnangagwa said that he was the army, he was the police force, he was the air force, he was every institution in the country. So we are aware of what is happening here, and it's just following in that trend. Look, they have destroyed the economy, and they are going ahead, continuing to destroy every institution and structure in this country.
So you are claiming that there's a hidden hand here in the judgment?
It's not a claim. It is very clear that there is a hidden hand. It is very clear that it's not even hidden. Hidden is to be very generous. There is a capture of a particular type of judgment or an agenda that has been on the ZANU-PF radar for a long time.